You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome. You are blessed. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. You are blessed on this blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There's something that happens when we rejoice. Hallelujah. There's something that happens when we step outside of our situation and step into the Spirit. Hallelujah. And Rebashaya, release a praise unto God. Hallelujah. It is a place where miracles happen. It is a place where we come into the presence of God. It is the place, amen, where we hear from the Most High. It is the place, hallelujah, where a fresh anointing is released and the yokes are destroyed, burdens are lifted. It is a place of fresh perspective. It is a place of drinking from His living waters. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Say, I am blessed and I am rejoicing no matter what. Why? Come on, y'all. Because we need a why. Why? 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 Because I know that God can what I not can handle, what I can handle, what I think I can handle. And it's only His grace that's causing me to handle what I think I can handle. Come on. Hey. All right. Amen. Amen. Let's get into it on this day. What is the fruit? What is the juicy fruit? Pastor Mika, what is that juicy fruit that we are eating today? Okay, we are eating the juicy fruit of God doing the extraordinary in the ordinary. God does the extraordinary in the midst of the ordinary. So on this day, what I want to do is I want to glean the scriptures. I want to go to some different places in scripture. Ordinary with His extraordinary. Amen, somebody. Come on, somebody saying God is doing the extraordinary in my ordinary. He is disrupting my ordinary with His extraordinary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So before we enter into scripture, somebody say, we're taking a tour in scripture. I'm taking a tour in scripture. Before we enter in, before we start this tour, hello, tour guide. Hallelujah. I'll be your tour guide today. Let's enter into the Spirit via the living word. Amen. I'm going to look up the definition of extraordinary in the definition of ordinary. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the extraordinary or the big or the supernatural that we forget maybe, or we don't realize where God performs such works. And He performs such works right in the midst of our troubles. Right in the midst of the storm is where we see the peace of God, amen, come in and in. So as we enter in, get your hearts and your minds ready, open, available, submitted to God, that we are flexible and pliable and ripe for transformation. Sometimes we are not able to enter into what the blessing and the fruit in the land of milk and honey that God has because of a rigidness, because of our own will, because of a stubbornness, because of a calloused heart. So let us get supple in this word. Let us become just available for the watering. Water us, O God, with your word. Transform us, God, with your word. I hear the Holy Spirit. What are you holding on to? Be willing to release even the thing that you covet and that you love ever so much. It could be people, children, profession, your career, your passions, your talents, your desires. We can even be holding on to, I got to make this happen and make this work. It could be sickness and disease. It could be anything and everything. It could be anything and everything in this moment. Receive the watering, and as I receive the watering, whatever you're trying to wash away, I will allow, I receive, I submit to it. Come on. Because it's in this place that we are truly transformed and we truly see the glory of God. We want to experience you, God, today. Make us sensitive to you, God, today. Whatever natural mindset and natural way of talking and natural way of thinking and natural way of being that blocks us, those things of the Spirit, hearing the things of the Spirit, whatever calls us up naturally that keeps us from receiving the Spirit things. Because the Bible says that the things of the natural, the things of the Spirit, rather, are deemed foolish to the natural. So are we ready to hear? Are we ready to receive? Are we ready to let go? Are we ready to be changed? Are we ready for our schedules and our way and our plan to be shaken up, shifted, disrupted? Amen. For that of the Most High, to follow Christ, the disciples. Amen. As we see in the Synoptic Gospels, as Jesus came up on the disciples, those that he called, they left everything to follow Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? So as we take this tour today, amen. As we go enter into the Spirit today, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for transformation. We thank you, God, for watering us. We thank you, God, for blessing. We thank you, God, for the extraordinary. Webster defines extraordinary as very unusual or remarkable And just now when I saw it, then when I said it, the Holy Spirit gave me a vision of a dog. When you make a like a high pitch noise or you do something and they tilt their head and trying to take in what it is that they are hearing or seeing. Come on, y'all. God is doing some things with our lives, in our lives, that have us tilt our heads like, okay. Very unusual, does that which is very unusual or remarkable. Amen. Hallelujah. How do we need to conform to him to be able to receive and to live in and to be in and to function in and to think in the very unusual or remarkable? Is your mindset that of very unusual and remarkable? Or are you in the very usual, in the normal, in what's happening in the world, and trying to keep up with the world, be like the world, look like the world? Extraordinary is how God is calling us to be in this. Hallelujah. Now, if we're talking about the extraordinary, we must look at the ordinary. Amen. The ordinary is defined as with no special or distinctive features, nothing special, just real normal with it. Who in their life, maybe in your career, maybe how you view yourself, amen, or how other people view you. It's like, just very normal, just like whatever, nothing special, amen. Who in your relationships or the lack thereof is like, nothing really going on, ain't nothing, just ordinary. Nothing to write home about, nothing to talk about. I'm seeing something where people will ask, "Oh, what you been up to?" So, we just you don't really have nothing to report. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. And we find ourselves trying to make up stuff to report to make our life look good, sound good, smell good. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. God is the one that is sprinkling you with some extraordinary. Well, there's some things that we won't even have to open our mouths to speak about because God has it on display. Come on, y'all. So let's turn to Genesis 24. And I'm going to start at verse 10. Now, we're going through some scripture today. Much scripture. Come on. This is a buffet. All you can eat, baby. All you can eat. We need all you can eat. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. We want to run over. Fill us up till we overflow. We want to run over. We want to run over. Rebecca. Yes, Lord. I'm being filled with some joy right now. Come on, y'all. Receive the joy. Fill me up. Okay, I don't know why. Listen, I want to go through a lot today, so let's try to make this happen. Turn to Genesis 24 at verse 10. I'm just going to start reading, and then I'm going to catch us up. Amen. To what's happening in the passage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the servant took 10 of his masters. What servant? Whose servant? Abraham's servant. Amen. We're reading about Abraham's servant. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, taking all kinds of choice gifts from his master. And he set out and went to Aram Naharaim, to the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water. It was toward evening, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, "Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. I am standing here by the spring of water, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water." Come on, it's an ordinary day for Rebecca. Here comes Rebecca, right? "Let the girl to whom I shall say, 'Please offer your jar that I may drink,' and who shall say, 'Drink, and I will water your camels,' let her be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I shall know that you have shown steadfast love to my master." Before he had finished speaking, there was Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, coming out with her water jar on her shoulder. The girl was very fair to look upon, a virgin whom no man had known. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please let me sip a little water from your jar." "Drink, my boy," said quickly. When she had finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will draw for your camels also until they have finished drinking." So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran again to the well to draw. And she drew for all his camels. The man gazed at her in silence. Come on, y'all. Didn't the Holy Spirit show me like the dog tilting his head, like gazing, like looking like, "Oh, what is that?" The man gazed at her in silence to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. Amen. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took a gold nose ring weighing a half a shekel and two bracelets for her arms, weighing 10 gold shekels, and said, "Tell me whose daughter you are. Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, whom you bore to Nahor, the place to spend the night." The man bowed his head and worshiped the Lord and said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his steadfast love and his faithfulness towards my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the way to the house of my master's kin." Then the girl ran and told her mother's household about these things. Listen, we're going to stop right there in this second. So what's happening is Abraham sends his servant to get a wife for Isaac, his son, the son that was promised to him by God. Amen. The son that was promised to him by God miraculously, supernaturally. Why? What do you mean, Pastor Mika? Because Abraham and Sarah both were old in age. The time of having children for Sarah had passed. Amen. It was deemed over. And then the extraordinary was laid up on them. Hallelujah, somebody. Then the extraordinary, what is the extraordinary? It's God's resurrecting power. It's the impossible being possible. It's all things possible. It's nothing too hard. It's anything too wonderful for me. So some of us need to get, we need, Lord, identify where we are in the ordinary, amen, saying, "Oh, that's impossible, so I'm not even going to consider." Show us where we are functioning like that, Lord God. And take us to a higher playing field. So now we have Isaac's father, Abraham, sending his servant out to get a wife for Isaac. And here comes Rebecca. And God highlighted this story because for Rebecca, let's look at it from Rebecca's standpoint. Amen. For Rebecca, it was just another day. Come on. It's just another day. Just an ordinary day, doing the same thing, just a different day. Amen. How many of us is just in a routine of the same thing, different day, and making more progress in time getting behind us than in prospering? Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, someone. And so she's just in her day. But the one thing that I to look at her is that she's diligent. We don't see a complaining spirit on her. She's not, oh, see, I got to do it again. Got to go draw this water. They're always expecting me to go draw water. And now here he go asking me for some water. Why he can't get his own water? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit is telling us, amen, is speaking. He's saying, keep doing what you are doing. Keep doing what you are doing. He doesn't need your help. He just needs your diligence. He doesn't need your help. He just needs your yes. He doesn't need your help. He just needs your good attitude. He just needs our open heart. He knows exactly who we are. He normally did. Not giving up. I hear the Lord saying, don't give up. Don't stop now. I don't care how long it's seemingly been. I don't care how long it's been you believing for your dream. If she would have gave up, then this encounter wouldn't have happened. But because she kept going, listen, God knew, she's going to be there at about this time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you right now. That is a divine appointment. The extraordinary brings you into a divine appointment. Amen. Amen. Because we're believing God and we're asking God, amen. And maybe some of us don't even know to think or believe or have your mind open to extraordinary source. Extraordinary source. Come on, somebody, for the extraordinary source. The extraordinary source is found right where you are. The extraordinary finds you. You don't find it. Hello? 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 In that very little thing, in that, and see, we can get to where we despise the little, that we despise the ordinary. Amen. We start spitting on the ordinary, our ordinary. We start grumbling about our ordinary. I'm still walking. I'm still without transportation. I'm still believing for a mate. I'm still dealing with. Which brings me, amen, to Joseph. But before we go toward to Joseph, in the extraordinary encounter with the servant, come on, there's no such thing as coincidence. They just so happen in a time where no social media, no cell phone. Come on, y'all. Come on, God can do anything. The servant just so happened to land on Isaac's wife just like that. All things possible. Within 24 hours, her life, that extraordinary hit her life and transformed her life. Next, so to the point, read the story, read it. Her family tried to keep her for another 10 days. The servant says, no, don't delay me. Don't delay me. So they said, well, let us ask the girl. And she says, I will go. What's your answer when God calls you? What's your answer when God asks you to step out of faith? What's your answer? When God asks you to be humble and diligent and grateful in the little, what's your answer? When God tells you to trust, what's your answer? What's your answer when God calls you out of the familiar? She's leaving. She barely even noticed, man. Hello? But there's something that happens when God connects you, kingdom. It feels like you've known them all your life. Kingdom. It feels like I've been in this position. This position was made for me. Come on, as God calls us out of our familiar into the unfamiliar, into a land, the land flowing with milk and honey, but that land is that's unknown to us. Fear not, because it's the Holy Spirit. It's going to feel like, oh, I can do this. It just depends on your answer. What is your answer to the Lord? Let's turn to Joseph. In Genesis, let's start at verse 40. Come on, we're taking a tour. Through the scriptures. Amen. I'm being transformed by the scriptures. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Let the extraordinary, even in this day, in this now, have its way. Hello, the extraordinary is J-E-S-U-S. Let the extraordinary have its way. Joseph. When we come on the story of Joseph in chapter 40, Joseph now is in prison. In prison. That ordinary can feel very like a very low place. Come on, God saying, don't give up. Even in this moment, when I said very low place, I thought like a dark place. Amen. And even in the dark place, don't give up. Sometimes people give up in a dark place and it looks like suicide. God says, don't give up because my extraordinary resurrecting power, that's also what the extraordinary is. It reaches down and lifts you up out of that dark place. I'm being transformed. Hello, by the scriptures. Genesis 40, verse 1. Meet. So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, there was a vine before me and on the vine, there were three branches, and soon as it budded, its blossoms came out, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. Then Joseph said to him, this is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to do when you were his cupbearer. But remember me when it is well with you. Come on. Joseph is aware of his ordinariness. Joseph is aware, come on, of where he is. It is well with you. Please do me the kindness to make mention of me to Pharaoh and so get me out of this place. For in fact, I was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here I also have done nothing that they should have put me into the dungeon. Come on. I hear God saying the ordinariness, it could be like you being done wrong, you being wronged, you being abused, you being let go, you being, I just heard like dropped, amen. You've been rejected, amen. The ordinary cannot feel good, cannot sometimes smell good, amen, hallelujah. But notice that in the short passage, Joseph is being a blessing. Joseph is being a blessing where he is. What if God divinely position you in certain places, amen. In those low places, in those places where, oh my gosh, I gotta take the bus, I gotta catch the train. Oh my gosh, I gotta borrow. Oh my gosh, I gotta work in the intern in this low position. And even though I know that I'm more qualified, come on, somebody. Oh my gosh, I gotta show up to the school again because my kids. Oh my gosh, hello. In the low place, in the ordinary. Joseph is being a blessing. In the midst of all the wrong that was done to Joseph, passed away to die by his brothers, and then them taking them and selling them into slavery. And then when he sold into slavery, Potiphar's wife lying on him, that got him cast into the dungeon, into prison, saying that he tried to have his way with her. Amen. Even in the midst of all that, he remained faithful. In the midst of him being able to say, why, he remained faithful to God. He walked in honor before God. In doing such, readied him for this divine, extraordinary moment. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to highlight one more thing before we start reading in chapter 41. But when we first meet Joseph, Joseph has a dream. Joseph has a dream of the moment that we are going to come into in the reading. Amen. He has a dream of being head over his basically family. Hallelujah. And at the time, he shares a dream, but he's unable to interpret dreams. Now we meet Joseph, and he's interpreting. Oh, I want to let you know that God will groom you and grow you in your ordinary. So sometimes we got to be patient with God in the ways that he have us to go. Amen. Hallelujah. I reminded Joseph said to his brothers when they reunite on the other side, well, God meant it for my good. There's some things that look like it was done in evil to take you out, but God is using that for your good. Amen. It's in the ordinary place that God sometimes hides us in the ordinary place. Amen. Hallelujah. And to grow us and to refine a certain attribute that is the answer to problems on the other side. Shut up! What do you mean, Pastor Mika? Let's go in the Bible. Chapter 41. After 2 whole years, come on. Now, he doing good for other people, blessing other people. Amen. Hallelujah. Being a blessing. And yet, he's still in the dungeon 2 years later. 2 years later. People all around you being asked about the place. Come on, somebody. Who is the Lord talking to? After 2 whole years, Pharaoh dreamed a dream. This is the fast version. Pharaoh dreamed a dream. Amen. In verse 9, chapter 41, the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, I remember my faults today. He forgot. I'll do the quotes, air quotes. He forgot about Joseph, right? Did he forget, or did God just quiet that and shut that down for the appointed time? Amen. Hallelujah. So that the glory of God will be seen in your life. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So in verse 14, Pharaoh sent for Joseph. He brought out of the dungeon. When he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I've had a dream. Amen. I want you to know that the extraordinary. Now we're into this extraordinary situation. And basically what happens is that Joseph interprets Pharaoh's dreams, tells him to appoint someone to handle the 7 years of abundance so that in the 7 years of famine, they'll be able to make it through. And Pharaoh says, well, there's nobody. This is Pastor Mika version. Okay. There's nobody in the land with such wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. With the spirit of God. Amen. Amen. The spirit of God to head. The only person that will be over you is me. Basically, all the power that I have, I'm giving it to you. So now Joseph goes from the dungeon, the absolute bottom, to the absolute ticketed top. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Ew. The extraordinary, amen, hallelujah, will take you to places that you can't even dream of. Joseph just wanted to get out. I just want to be out of here. The extraordinary will catapult you to a place, to a level, to a realm, to a dimension. That is simply supernatural. But notice, Joseph was prepared for the job. His job training came in that dark place, in that cold place, in that unfair place. Amen. Hallelujah. The promise that God has spoken over you regarding you, no one or nothing can stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Moses. Amen. Moses in Exodus chapter 3. Come on, let's keep it going. Moses, Exodus chapter 3. And verse 1, of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked at the bush, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight. There we go again. There we go again with this great sight, the extraordinary. God taking us to this a great sight. I see that dog with the head tilt by the unusual. The unusual. This is unusual. This don't happen every day. What did I do? How did Moses position himself to be in the midst of such a great sight? Nothing. It was with God. It is what God did. See, we think that we gotta do everything to get us to a place of a blessing and success. But you know what that means? That tells me that I'm conforming more than I'm knowing who my God is. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned up, he had turned aside to see. God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said, Father, I am... He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But listen, before we even get to this extraordinary, Moses is in the ordinary of being a shepherd, herding his flock. He's in the land of Midian, a strange land, a foreign land. He's been here 40 years, amen, because he fled from Egypt for basically acting as judge and end up killing an Egyptian who was doing a Hebrew, one of his Hebrew brothers, wrong. And he took it into his own hands. A man had to flee to a strange land. Who feels put out? Who feels cast out, cast aside? Amen. Who feels less than? Hallelujah. And now he's functioning and living in the ordinary and maybe comfortable. Who's comfortable? And God's about to quicken us out of our comfort. Be comfortable. I just want to be stable. And God says, I have greater. I have better. And because I know that, shut up. So in his ordinary place, now he's in this in the land. He's been in the land 40 years. He's married, had children. Hallelujah. And working. But in that place, God has been grooming him for something that he had no idea was about to be cast on him, how he was about to be called into. He's being diligent in his ordinary place. Maybe he's satisfied in his ordinary place. I hear the Lord talking to those who seemingly satisfied. No, I'm good. No, this cool. This good. Ooh! When God has extraordinary. Come on, somebody. And so now he's the same ground that he's visited before. The extraordinary transforms this ground to holy ground. Amen. And God tells him to remove your sandals, and he has an exchange with him. How many is ready to have an exchange with God? Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing and hearing right now the Holy Spirit say that he removes his sandals, but when he put them sandals back on, amen, they were like different sandals. Amen. They were anointed sandals. Amen. Hallelujah. They were ready to go where God was calling him to go back into Egypt and to lead a whole nation out of Egypt, to go before that king, amen, to go before Pharaoh, amen, and speak the words of God and be the vessel that God has called him to be. God is saying, as some of us, we don't need to try to run and seek out the blessing. What we need to do is be still and seek the Lord out, amen? And the blessing will overtake us. God is saying, sit still, amen? And don't be so quick to move, hallelujah, but remain, amen, and let the extraordinary do his work, hallelujah. God is saying, amen, yes, hallelujah, that the blessing is hidden in the ordinary, and because it's hidden in the ordinary, may you open our eyes, Heavenly Father, and may you open our hearts, Heavenly Father. Wait on you to ladies and gentlemen, children of the Most High, brothers and sisters of Christ, the extraordinary, again, is Jesus. It is Yahweh. It is his miracle working power. It is God putting some extra on it. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit says, it's time that we be extra. Come on, somebody. It's time, hallelujah, that I walk extra. I talk extra. I look at you. Walking in the fullness of you, being great, hallelujah, and not dimming your light for anyone else. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a humble extra. Come on, it's an extra that don't look like the world, but it's an extra that's not afraid to stand out. Amen. It's an extra that's not afraid to blaze new trails. It's an extra not afraid to say yes and go where God is sending you and say yes and do what God is telling you. Come on. Hallelujah. And even if I have a fear, and even like Moses said, well, I'm not good of speech. I'm of a slow tongue. But even if I am, I'm just and just let you handle the rest. I ain't gonna put too much on it, except for the extra. Come on. Extra makes you the answer to someone's prayer. Hello, Rebecca. The servant prayed. Abraham prayed for Isaac a wife, and the answer was Rebecca. So somebody to say, I'm the extraordinary on somebody's ordinary. The extraordinary is the answer to the problem. Hello, Joseph, being the answer to the problem. The extraordinary is the manifestation of God's promise. Amen. The extraordinary moves you to divine appointment, and you don't even have to work for it in the ways that you think you have to work for it. You're working for it as a yes. Extraordinary is God's miracles, it's his signs, it's his wonders, it's his all things are possible. So yes, in the face of your ordinary right now, stand and rejoice, because it's in that place God is doing the extraordinary. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekika Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. And it's the season of blessings overtaking us. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, extraordinary, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. I love you. I see you next Sunday, 2 p.m. Come on. We're going to new dimensions, new heights, new places, doing new things, traveling into new territory. Amen. Hallelujah. God, with God, all things are possible. Shalom. I love you guys. But Jesus loves you more.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.